Well, many states are moving through phases of who exactly qualifies to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. But there's a way that some Americans who are not eligible for a shot are jumping the line. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin live in Dallas tonight with more on this. Hey, Marky.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, the scramble to get a COVID-19 vaccine is nothing new. You know, for months now, we've heard of Americans desperate to get on a wait list. But have you heard of a waste list? It's the approach that many say they're having luck with.
Probably the first day, you know, I called five and I got on one list.
Amy Lester Jones is newly vaccinated. The Dallas realtor is a wife and mom juggling life in a pandemic. Her two children continue to learn virtually. And in a year, the family has gone to eat out once.
I'm a bit of a hypochondriac by nature. And so this whole COVID epidemic has been hard for me. I'm sick of living in fear. You know, I'm sick of worrying about it all the time.
She came across Facebook posts from people claiming to have gotten a vaccine via waste lists, essentially a list of people who might not be eligible yet, but want to be notified by a pharmacy if they're about to toss out unclaimed vaccines at the end of the day.
So I'm going to do it the right ethical way. So what I did was I started calling Walmart pharmacies all over Dallas and Fort Worth, just asking them if they have a waste list.
Across town, Hannah Fairchild also did the same thing and started with her local CVS pharmacy.
They didn't currently have any vaccines, but put me on their waste list and said it was 10 pages long, kind of like, good luck if we get to you.
By noon the next day, Fairchild was waiting in line, two little daughters in tow, ready to roll up her sleeve.
Made so many sacrifices, like so many others, in the past year, and it's all been for those two girls. And to have them there was just a big celebration for us.
Here she is, post-appointment, showing off her proof that it worked. For Amy, it took about a week to land her first dose off a waste list.
What immediately went through your mind and your heart just in those moments after receiving your first dose?
I was like, yes, I can't believe it. I'm so happy. How long do I have to wait for my next one? Like, how soon do I get that so that I can feel, you know, more comfortable?
And a couple months ago, we sat down with Payal Patel. She's a DFW woman who's helped hundreds of Texans schedule their vaccines. We checked in with her today, and she says she knows of at least 100 people who have gotten their COVID shots off of waste lists. And to those who think these patients are cutting the line, she says this.
I mean, I honestly don't understand that at all, because at the end of the day, the goal is to get everybody who wants a shot vaccinated. I don't think they're line cutters. There's a shot that is going to go to waste. And if it's going to go to waste, give it to somebody who wants it.
All three women say the vaccines are out there. All you have to do is pick up the phone and start making calls.
I'm just happy that pharmacies and others who have the vaccine aren't just throwing it away, but they're figuring out a way to get it to people who need it, who are willing to take the shots.
And all of the women I talked to today said that their first piece of advice, if you're hoping to join a waste list, is to just be open and honest with the pharmacy when you call. They all said they admitted to the pharmacist over the phone, hey, I'm not in a prioritized group. I just want my chance of protection if you're about to throw some vaccines away at the end of the day. And then they said just figure out how far you're willing to travel for one and start making phone calls. Reporting live in Dallas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.